Is the weapon prepared? Planetary weapon now prepared for firing. Open fire. Alien fleet destroyed. Then we have done your bidding, Doctor. You have helped to save the Daleks. Thank you. How does that make you feel?
Everything happens for a reason. That's what I tell myself, that's what I have to believe.
Thank you, Doctor. Lock him in a cell. Take him away!
The slaves were saved. The Daleks kept their planetary weapon. And they called me a traitor. Hello? Is anybody there? Where am I? I know I'm not dreaming because... Well, they said you couldn't. But I must be. I am dreaming. God, I hope I'm dreaming. Wake me up. Let me out. Let me out!
Orpheus 4, core activation. Environment controls online. Commencing thermal resuscitation. Cryo suspension disengaged. Dalbrock, Captain. Life signs optimal. Levchinka. Medtech. Life signs optimal. Vi Kruger, science tech. Life signs optimal. Ron Kell, comtech. Life signs optimal. Physical revival complete. Body temperature normal. Organ function. Circulation. Brain activity confirmed. Normal. Biosystems ready for input. Memory reload initiated. Full consciousness in T minus 2 minutes.
All these times, these places. It's starting to feel like I was never away from you. All this.
I think she feels the same, don't you, old girl?
There's another thing that hasn't changed. You're still doing that, treating this tardy box of yours like it's a person.
She'd be very offended if you didn't think she were. And she doesn't like being called tardy box.
Or offended, is it?
She's hardly ever tardy. In fact, she prides herself on being on time. Shush now. Don't you listen, old girl. So, where would you like to go next, Molly O'Sullivan?
Somewhere special. Somewhere further than I've ever been. And then...
Then what?
Then I think I should go home.
Molly.
It's all very well gallivanting around the past and future. But this is never going to be forever. It's not Reed. The doctor and his tardy box. No. I've got a life, a place in the world, and it's time I took it up again.
So what's this? A holiday?
If you like.
Well, there is somewhere. Somewhere the TARDIS wants us to go.
There you go again.
But look. This location. This time. It's been popping into the navigation systems ever since you stepped inside.
What does it mean?
It means I'm curious. Let's investigate, shall we? Oh, are you okay, Liv?
What? What's going on?
You and Kel didn't wake up first time around. Had to reload your memory sticks. They said it might happen, so synapses took a little longer to defrost.
I'm okay. Just bad dreams.
You don't dream in cryo sleep. Everything all right now, Captain?
They okay, Kruger.
She couldn't wait to get to the bridge, could she? Straight from her pod onto the mainframe. Didn't even stop for a shower. My scalp feels itchy. Does your scalp feel itchy?
Hello, Bron. Side effect of our body temperature returning to normal.
Let me help, Metechenka. Takes a minute for your legs to work.
Captain, everything okay down there?
All awake, boy. Carry on taking your readings.
Yes, we're awake. That must mean...
We've reached the edge. The edge of everything.
Not necessarily. Most theories assume the universe expands forever. We'd wake when the systems reach their limit. But that's not exactly what's happened.
No, this is it. End of the universe. We're going to see what's beyond.
Have your shower, Kel. Kruger wants some company and you need to start sending her data logs back.
Yes, sir.
Captain, you really should be on the bridge. This is the whole point of our being here.
Give me a minute, Kruger. I've just woken up from 9 centuries of sleep.
It wasn't sleep.
All right. 9 centuries as a data restore point on a memory chip. We're all awake now, Kruger. Switching comms off.
As long as you're coming straight here, Captain.
Liv, you sure you're all right?
Yes, fine. I'll run a diagnostic on the medical stations, check everything's okay, but we're here, aren't we? We're really here.
Yeah, I'm glad you are.
Captain, I'm sorry that you had to find out.
Not a word. Ancient history, literally. Who did what when the Daleks came? We do what we must to survive. Anyway, I'm counting on you to keep me sane. I'd jump straight overboard if I had got stuck with just those two.
Oh, I need a hyper shower.
I just want coffee. It's another hour till the food synthesizer's online.
What the hell?
Kel, we're coming!
Right behind you. Kruger, leave your space gazing. Mr. Kel needs us.
What is it?
What is it?
Bron, what's the matter? Oh, my God.
Okay, is anyone hurt? No?
Oh, good.
Well, there's someone who doesn't look too healthy.
I was looking for a robe in the closet.
Don't touch anything.
Look at it. Lying there... Oh, it could have been there ever since we launched, all this time. Centuries, riding alongside us, sleeping.
Is that boy jumping at his own shadow? Oh.
What do you think it is?
Possibly human. It's dried out, mummified. Definitely looks human.
Ooh, how is it even here? Why isn't it dust?
The air only just came back on. The Orpheus has been like a vacuum flask.
It's holding something. What is it?
Well, it's data pad? Scanner?
Don't touch. It might fall apart.
You called me down for this. A dead maintenance tech, too slow to clear out before takeoff.
You think that's what it is?
Look at the uniform. What's left of it. Who else would be on board?
Well, can we put it somewhere? I mean, we can't just leave it here.
It's horrible.
Flush it out the airlock.
It was a human being.
We think. Let's at least have the decency to try and find out who it was.
Kel, get a stretcher from cryo. Take it up to the isolation bay on the bridge. I'll give it a full post-mortem. Later.
Yes, ma'am.
What is it holding?
I'll examine everything later. Right now, I'm rather more interested in the end of the universe.
Stretcher, sir.
Liv, give Kel a hand with you. Right. It's okay with you two. I'm going to go and get on with my actual job.
Sir.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Must have been a shock. Bron, did you see anything when you were asleep? Dreams... Nightmares.
Yeah, you don't dream in cryo sleep. We're beyond even the goddess's protection here.
Long way from anywhere, that's for sure.
How do we lift it on?
Carefully.
So, what are all your fancy lights and whistles telling you?
Very strange things. Huge energy readings. The old girl's determined to lock on, but they're coming from a very long way away.
Is that a long way away in time or a long way away in space? See, I'm getting to know what questions to ask.
Yes, you are. Both. You wanted to go further than you've ever been? You might get your wish. There was a time not so long ago I tried to reach the end of everything.
Yes, you said.
But there are so many different ends of the universe. For a start, it depends on whether you're talking spatially, temporally, or personally.
What are you talking about now, personally?
Well, at any given instant, the universe is ending for some poor soul.
Medicomputers check us out fine, Captain. Perfectly healthy.
And the body?
I'm assuming it comes under science tech rather than med tech.
Later. It's quite safe in my science bay for now.
Yeah, well, we'll worry about that after we've worked out why we're awake.
The systems were set to revive us if certain parameters were fulfilled. Dark matter dispersed to negligible density. Gravity readings. That's where the problem starts. Kel, open up the view screen. Let everyone see what we're monitoring.
Oh, my
goddess. Now that I didn't expect to see.
As I said, nothing physical on the scans, but there we have it. A vast cloud of light.
The edge of the universe. Nothing. Nothing but this. Light of the divine.
Yellow fog at the end of the line. I mean, what is it? You said nothing physical, but...
Energy. Pure energy. The patterns suggest it's a wavefront, possibly temporally phased. The computer's telling me there is a vast power source sitting in front of us, but there's nothing beyond. Nothing to indicate where it came from.
What is it, then? A gateway to another dimension? The edge of the universe, like Kel says?
The face of the goddess.
Kel, are you recording all this?
Everything's in the log, sir. Transmitting back via the relay beacons.
Make sure it's got my data signature. I've named it Time's Horizon.
You're quite something, Vi Kruger.
I meant to ask, has anything come the other way? Messages from home system?
No, nothing.
No surprise there. 1,000 years on, they've forgotten us. Humanity could have wiped itself out. We could be all there is, staring at the abyss.
What's that?
Proximity alert. Something at the periphery. There! Spinning!
Zoom in. Is that writing on it?
What? Police? Locked on. Trajectory this way. Cuboid. Mass. Shifting. Whatever it is, it's accelerating.
What the hell is it?
Well, that's never happened before.
That's what my granddaddy would say whenever the wheels came off his cart, every single time.
Yes, well, we just bounced off the edge of the universe. Slightly different, not to mention impossible.
Can't be impossible if it just happened.
Irrefutable logic, Molly, but generally speaking, universes don't have edges. Out here, this far, it should just keep going. What's more, it's the wrong colour.
All right, so what are we going to do? Feels like your old girl is shaking herself to pieces.
An energy pulse. Growing exponentially through time itself, a wavefront.
Like a tidal wave crashing in from the sea.
Yes, if you like, washing back from the far, far future. We're outrunning it, but only just. We need to stop. Latch onto a fit spatio-temporal event. Then, emergency landing. Luckily for us, there's a safe spot.
Safe?
Relatively speaking, somewhere we can pause and catch our breath.
That is the spaceship we saw.
Exactly. Made it. Now.
You're going outside?
I need to warn them. If that wave can scramble the TARDIS systems, a tiny ship like this doesn't have a hope. Stay here.
Not a chance.
Cryogenic suspension bay, 4 capsules.
Pretty small compared to some of the spaceships we've seen.
Molly O'Sullivan's spacecraft spotter. It's an Orpheus. Long-range explorer.
You've been in one before?
No, but I've heard of them. Tiny habitation modules yoked to a massive engine array. Snail on a whale. These ships were fired off in all directions, millions of light-years from home. Just to see what's out there. They were pioneers.
Like Captain Scott of the Antarctic?
Yes, only these people were frozen before they set off. In these. Suspension so deep they back up their minds with computers to avoid synaptic damage. On little memory sticks like this.
You mean everything that makes up a person fits into that tiny thing?
Think of it like a tardy box. So if this is medical, the bridge is... Let's go and meet the crew.
Won't they be surprised to see us?
Very possibly. You could wait in the TARDIS, Molly. There's every chance when we get up there it'll be dangerous.
It's a ship, isn't it? I know ships. No room, people on top of each other, getting tetchy. Besides, when isn't it dangerous?
It vanished. The police box on the edge of the universe vanished.
Well, you saw what I saw, Captain.
Police box? Can't be.
Mass hallucination? First that body, now this? Maybe Kel's got it right after all. The goddess is in that cloud, playing tricks on us.
Captain!
Hello, I'm the doctor. Please don't be alarmed.
Captain, arrest that man.
That was quick, even for me.
Kel, help me! Liv Kruger, restrain the girl!
Get off him!
Liv?
Hey!
Liv Chenka?
Let me go!
Is that you?
It really is you.
We weren't expecting visitors, now we've got 3. And from that one's eyes, I'm not even sure what species you are. Okay, any suggestions? We're not built for prisoners. This is an explorer, not a military transport.
But you brought the guns anyway, typical humans.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we did. 1 billion light years from populated space. Believe it or not, we weren't expecting visitors. Now we've got 3.
3?
Liv, you recognize this man.
Really? You see, I've...
Shut up. Liv, come on.
Calls himself the Doctor. Last time I saw him, he helped the Daleks.
The Daleks?
What? No, you're serious?
I'm serious.
You can't be.
But this simply can't be true.
Of course it can't be.
I've never helped the Daleks. I never would help the Daleks.
We should secure them for interrogation. You could use my science bay.
Good idea. Kel, lock the man in the isolation chamber. He can keep our mummified friend company.
Wait. Search him. He'll have a device.
Mind? Really, we don't mean you any harm. Quite the opposite, in fact.
This it?
That's the one.
Be careful with that. I'm very attached to it. You're making a terrible mistake. I came here to...
You should have listened to him. You really should have listened.
Secure and medical. Kel, take Kruger's gun.
Hi, Captain.
Miss?
We came to tell you you're in danger.
Now the interruption is dealt with, can I get back to documenting my discovery?
You really are a piece of work, Vi, aren't you? Go ahead. Time's horizon is all yours. Liv, you've definitely seen this man before.
Definitely. He could have destroyed a Dalek weapon on Nixxis 7. He didn't. He betrayed us.
And that was...
When I was... During the Dalek occupation, when I... He disappeared. I escaped off-world on the next supply run.
Well, so what's he doing here? And how?
I don't know. He has a machine. He... travels.
Now, the thing we saw in the cloud. What is it? Transmat capsule?
Something like that. He must have landed it down below.
Another artifact you want me to examine?
Liv, Kel's still shaken up by that corpse. Question the girl, then freeze her, I guess.
Yes, sir.
There are only 4 cryopods, Captain, for the crew.
You seem to be under the impression we're going back.
The energy here. If we could find a way to harness it, we could go anywhere.
What's that? Is it yours?
Oh, yes. Our magic travelling box.
What's it for?
Travelling. Like you. You're explorers, aren't you?
You were... You said we were in danger. Is that why you came?
We only want to help. I don't know why your friend took against us.
Over there, please.
Can I sit down? Don't look so scared. I'm not going to hurt you. You're the man with the gun, after all.
Yes. Sit.
What age are you?
26.
You look younger.
Did she send you?
Who?
The goddess.
I don't know about that. You're a long way from home. Don't worry, I'm no trouble. We'll talk. Sort this out. Then the doctor and me, we'll be on our way. You carry on with your exploring and everybody goes home.
No, we're never going home.
How do you mean?
I wanted to find something. You know, some sign of her work, some design. I came all this way for some peace, but what's here? It's more chaos, more confusion.
I'm sorry. Look, the doctor can help. He'll be taking me home. I'm sure he can...
Are you a test? From the goddess? Is that it? I mean, we're 1,000 years and 1,000 systems from home. We all knew this was one way when we signed up. Even Kruger, I mean, she thinks she'll find a way back. But whatever happens, her name will go down in history. But me, I'm just the comtech. People don't remember the name of the guy who sends the data. So
one way? How did they persuade you people to go on a voyage of no return?
Everyone has reasons. Captain Brock, he needs a pension. Wife left and took his children 10 systems away, but so this'll see them right. And for generations, and Medtechchenko, well, she's...
Stop talking, Kel.
Sorry, Medtech. Mom, I mean...
I told you before, you don't have to call me Mom. Liv will do. And we're supposed to lock her in a cryopod.
Your captain said this isn't a prison ship. The doctor called it an Orpheus.
Of course. War seems to know a lot, doesn't he?
Listen, Liv.
I said he could call me Liv, not you.
You're wrong, you know. You've got the doctor all wrong.
So you say. What are you doing here anyway?
Travelling. Are you a doctor? Your pal needs medical help.
Are you a doctor?
A nurse. And I know shell shock when I see it. I'll wager he was shaking like a leaf even before we arrived.
Kel, give me the gun.
Yes, ma'am.
A one-way trip to the end of everything. So if the lad came to meet his goddess, what brought you here? Liv?
Switch on the intercom, Vi. See what he has to say.
Hello, am I on?
Doctor, you wanted to talk, so talk.
I'm happy to answer any questions you have face to face. We can chat in a civilized manner.
Look, I just woke up from a very long cryosleep. I expected coffee and some sightseeing. But what do I get? 1,000-year-old mummy and 2 joyriders who reached the edge of space before us.
Tell me what your science officer is looking at. Actually, no need, I can tell you. A vast energy front. Precisely the opposite of what you'd expect to find this far out.
Well, we thought the redshift would register photon dissipation, but it's feasible...
You're not seeing what you think you're seeing. Let me get to my ship. I've got instruments on board that will tell me exactly what it is.
Your ship?
Captain, I'm monitoring concentrated patterns in the cloud. Multiple centers like sunspots. They're merging on a single focus. This is incredible.
Yeah, well, there's just one question I want to ask. Is it dangerous?
No!
Yes,
well, that's conclusive. Doctor, Liv says you can't be trusted. Why should I... What the hell was that?
The flare's intensified.
Listen to me, you need to turn this ship around.
Why?
Because the energy behind that wavefront is about to burst free and obliterate you, me and everyone else on board.
It's forming a beam, a wave. Energy projected towards the ship. A focal point. Somewhere inside the ship.
Ask your question again, Captain. Is it dangerous? I believe science tech Kruger might want to revise her opinion.
What was that?
I'm a doctor, not the pilot.
You've not frozen me, that's something.
You say you're a nurse from Earth. Not just Earth, 20th century Earth. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
I do, but if you know the doctor like you say you do, then you'd know all about ridiculous.
And you know what Daleks are?
I know, all right. And I know the doctor hates them with every fibre of his being. He'd never, ever do anything to help them. Even when I asked him...
What?
If he thought they could change.
They can't. And he helped them. He gave them the information they wanted, and after that, things got far, far worse. The Daleks wanted to punish us, to break us, to make sure we never resisted them again.
But you survived?
The first chance I got, I ran as far and as fast as I could from that place.
And you didn't stop running, did you, Liv? Till you reached the end of the universe.
What? What are you trying to say?
I know, Mom. So does the goddess. We know what you were. The traitor.
Captain Brock, you need my help. If I'm right, you've far worse problems than the end of the universe. And I know how that sounds.
That's enough. I'm talking to my science officer, quiet.
There's a manifestation inside the Orpheus engine array.
Whatever it was, my ship picked up on it. Started!
Oh, don't tell me. The cooling grid?
There. Look. It flares for a second and then disperses. We could lose sealant integrity here and here.
You're scared, I understand that, but you know what else you are, Captain? You are lucky that in all the vastness of space, I happen to be here, the one person who might be able to help. And what do? You lock me in a cupboard with a desiccated corpse. Captain, have you examined this body?
No, just be quiet.
Hello? Hello? They cut me off. You're the only one listening. 1,000 years old, he said. What's that you're hanging on to? Or rather, what was it?
Well, we'll have to get in there. Reseal the ducting, isolate that section. Can we start backing off from your horizon?
It'll take a while to realign the thrusters. They've been going forward a long time. We need to watch for overheating.
Well, can we at least come to a halt? I'm supposed to be captain. Tell me I've got some say over the movement of my ship.
We can stop. Yes, sir.
Oh, he's excited again. What's he waving?
Looks like whatever that dead engineer was holding.
Well, so long as it's not a weapon. We didn't shut our prisoner in there with a weapon, did we?
I didn't think an Engtech would be carrying one.
If he even was Engtech. What is it, Doctor?
Time travel technology. Extremely crude by my standards.
By your standards?
But way in advance of yours. This visitor arrived just after launch, I'd guess. Someone on this ship knows more than they're letting on.
Time travel? Can you prove it? Does it work?
Captain, the engine's...
No, completely burnt out. I suspect the feedback is what killed him. What's wrong with your engines?
Okay, so I can ignore it for now. Let's do one crisis at a time, shall we?
Enough there. They seem to be confined to this area, the maintenance shaft.
I'll break out the protective gear. Spacesuits.
Engines offline. Temperatures within tolerance in the next half hour. I assume the suits are for...
You and me, Vi. No one knows the engines like you, and this crew's safety is my responsibility. You enter from the access shaft in here. I'll come from the maintenance hatch on the cryo deck. We can seal top and bottom of the contaminated pipe.
We could wait. Move away from the light and see if the effect dissipates.
No! We need to do something now. The coolant could blow, and then it's goodnight, everybody. Let's suit up.
The goddess is good to us all. Her divine light shines over all and judges all. If I were you, Liv, I'd believe.
Did you help the Daleks? Is that what he meant?
I try to help people, the slave workers. Couldn't just stand by and watch them suffering, dying. But as it turned out, when I helped the slaves, I was just helping the Daleks get a more efficient workforce. The Resistance used to call me the traitor.
Well, it doesn't sound like treachery to me.
How did you know, Bron? I thought only the captain...
I'm Comtech, remember? Everything through me. Kruger knew too, but she didn't care. The collaborator from Nixis 7, doing penance on a pilgrimage. Now, at first, I didn't want you, but then I realised it's my mission, my calling, to forgive you.
Wow, thanks. Didn't know your Comtech channel had a direct line to the goddess.
Liv, Kel, we need you up here.
What about the prisoner?
Your call, Liv.
She's harmless enough.
Kruger seems to think we'll need all the freezers anyway for our return trip.
Return? I thought...
Yeah, so did I. One thing at a time. Bring her, let's keep her where we can see her.
We came down all those stairs and now you want us to go all the way back up?
9 centuries lying in a deep freeze. I could do with the exercise. Come on.
I knew it. I knew if I kept faith, the goddess would show us the way home. It all comes from the light, the divine light.
Your man's all excited now. Let's just see, shall we?
Some days you wish you'd stayed asleep.
There. That's the captain's trace at one end, and that's Kruger at the other. That maintenance shaft is where the flares are appearing.
Flares? What are they? Explosions?
I don't know much about spaceships, but I'm guessing explosions near your engines are a bad thing. Look at him staring out. The doctor locked in his box there. He's desperate to help.
Yeah, captain's orders are to keep him locked down.
Nothing here.
Negative all, sir.
No damage so far. Well, that's something.
You really should let him out. He'd know what to do.
I'm having second thoughts about freezing that girl. Okay, another junction. Give me a heading, Kel.
Duct K-14. Oh, wait, I've got another. Same place. Hold on, it's not dissipating.
He wanted to warn you.
Warn us about what? What exactly is this energy source?
All I know is the doctor said it was dangerous. We wanted to tell you people to stay away.
I'm supposing we were too late.
It's definitely not diminishing. It's staying put, getting a bit bigger. Now it's moving. Goddess. Another!
I don't think they should be in there.
If it's moving, that suggests intent. Intent suggests intelligence.
Sounds like your man's being hunted.
Captain, we're having some trouble reading you.
No, the flares are breaking up. They're right next to the cooler system. It's distorting their traces.
Captain?
Wait. Oh, no. Flare, bigger than all the others.
Captain Brock! Kruger, do you copy? Vi? Del? Can either of you hear me?
I'm here. The orange mist. Looks like a coolant leak.
We lost you both for a second.
Energy signature increasing.
Get them out. Take them out of there.
Brock, what is it?
Burn me. Some kind of gas. Not the coolant. Melted my glass. I slammed my helmet.
Captain? Captain Brock? Do you copy? Del!
What just happened?
I don't know. Captain? Science Tech? Come in. Can either of you hear me?
Now will you let the doctor out?
I don't know. Maybe.
What's that? Someone climbing up the access shaft.
Kruger! Open it!
Got it. It's open.
Get out! It's right behind me! Close the hatch, Captain!
Ah!
Mr. Kell, get out of the way! Get him down to medical. I'll seal the door. You seal the one downstairs.
Where's Del? Where's the captain?
I don't know. He's gone. You're in charge, Chenka.
We need to get Kel to medical. Stabilize him.
That mustard gas. Where did it go? Did it get inside him?
Vi, come with us.
I'm not leaving the bridge. Your man's in agony. If you can do anything, you should do it now.
Right. You said you're a nurse? Help me carry him.
Got him. Analysis. Nothing. Where is it? What was it? What have you got to say for yourself? Doctor?
I was wondering when you'd get round to switching that on.
You've seen everything. Is this what you planned?
Believe me, this is what I planned to avoid.
Dear Goddess, I place myself in your hands.
We've got you. Put your faith in whatever god it is you believe in.
Light of the divine. I, your divine will be done. Oh, take me to heaven. I feel your presence.
These burns over his face, his neck.
And that breathing, like he's a lung full of mustard gas. Liv. Look at his skin. It's changing.
Oh, my God. Look at the life signs.
What?
The monitors.
I am looking. It just doesn't mean anything to me.
He's calcifying. Carbon compounds are being converted somehow.
His skin's cracking like rock. Something burning underneath. Can't you do anything?
I'll freeze him. See if I can stop the corrosion.
God save his soul.
The others, are they safe?
Your friend is with Medtech Chenka in the cryo bay. Can't say Comtech Kell was looking too healthy. He got a blast of that stuff right in his face, into his lungs.
It reminded me of something. Time winds, something from the vortex, or something far worse.
I'm right. You know what it is.
No, but I've some nasty suspicions. Kruger, I am your only hope. Let me out.
It disappeared. Where did it go?
Check the environment controls. It didn't vanish, it's a gas. It dispersed into the air circulation. Does it supply the cryo bay?
No. Each deck is a sealed system. The air in here only goes...
into here. It's in here with me. Can't you isolate it? How many suits do you have?
It's around you, but not concentrated. No, it's engulfing the corpse, the mummified body.
Let me out! If you want any chance of getting out of this alive, then you must...
Open this door! For a 900-year-old body, you're looking pretty animated all of a sudden. Or should I say, reanimated corpse? Kruger, at the risk of repeating myself, open the door!
This is a unique opportunity for study, Doctor. An experiment carried out in isolation. I shall observe.
What are you, a walking corpse? A zombie? No, of course. It's you.
Bow down before me. I am come to your world.
Glowing orange gas? Corporeal possession, I should have realized.
Yes. Yes, we feel it now. A connection. A trace of our essence within you. How can this be? What are you? What is this creature? Do you know us?
The Eminence. Isn't that what you like to call yourself? Yes, I have a spark of you inside my mind. I've been holding it dormant so long I'd almost forgotten.
Events are indistinct. We have spent eternity alone, waiting, communing only with ourselves unto the end of time.
I can see how the eons must have flown by.
So long. So very long a time. An infinity beyond your imagining.
Then you surfed a wave back through time. Are you really from that far in the future?
Ours is the last mind in creation. We are the singularity that fills the void. We are the Eminence, and our destiny is to control all things.
The final living entity in the universe, alone. Once, a long time ago, I saw a future. A future where all humankind is slave to the Eminence. That can't be what happens.
It must come to pass. That is why we are come. To fulfill our destiny. This puny body, how does it work? The flesh is gone, but we can alter your bones, make them strong. Let us in.
So much for your isolated experiment, Kruger!
We are free.
Stand back or I'll shoot.
Let me in.
Wait, Kruger! That skeleton's no threat. The molecular disruption was too much. It crumbled to dust. So where did it go?
Where did what go?
The Eminence.
He's stable. Only hope I caught him in time.
What's going on through there?
It leads to the engines. The tunnel the captain used. Doesn't sound good.
You mean it goes all the way to where that gas came from?
Like the hatch on the bridge. They all link up. Small ship attached to a massive drive system, you see.
Not really, no. But I can tell something inside there wants to get inside here.
It's a bulkhead. As thick as the hull. Whatever it is, can't get through. Not unless it knows the security code. Oh, no.
In. We will not be denied.
Is that your captain fella in the space suit?
Captain? Del, we thought you were...
Look at him, Liv. His face. His eyes. Burning orange.
No.
Join with me, that we might serve the divine will.
It's not him. Look, the same grey skin, cracked like stone. Just like your lad inside the pod there.
I hear you.
Molly, get back! Oh, no!
I hear you, Great Eminence, and I am ready to serve.
Did you know there's a piece of future technology attached to your engines?
What do you mean?
I mean, even though you're a millennium after your own time, the device hooked onto your primary coupling hails from centuries even further on. Look, it's showing up on your engine schematics. I'll tell you what else. It's compatible with the gadget your mummified hitchhiker had.
Your supposed time traveller? Let me see. I scanned this array before. I didn't find anything. How can you?
My sonic screwdriver helped me remove the blocks on your monitoring program. Thank you, by the way, for giving it back.
I admit it. I need your help.
What was that gas?
It's primitive. A cruder form of an entity I've met before. No means of transport yet, but the manifestation inside your engine is entrenched now and growing all the time. I wonder, is this where it originates? Molly and Liv, in the cryo bay. Can we speak to them?
Here.
Hello, Vi. Captain Brock. He came back.
From the dead. Let me guess, your other crewmate too.
Doctor! We thought we were done for, but they hardly looked at us. They both turned round and climbed back inside the tube.
I sealed the hatch behind them, for what it's worth.
I think they're communing with their eminent leader. There's a concentrated gas cloud inside the engines. They'll replenish their strength, then they'll be back.
What is this eminence?
You missed out on a whole lot of history. The eminence waged war against humanity with armies of slaves led by infinite warriors, zombified foot soldiers infused with that gas.
I traced a wave, a beam coming in from the mist out there.
Not from the mist. It's heading into the mist. This device I've uncovered is an advanced form of fracking drill, piercing the wave front, drawing its essence back into your engines. At Layard's, that's why your unfortunate time jumper was here.
How could anyone know what we'd find about the energy source?
Aren't you sending data logs back along your trail? Dropping relay beacons?
That won't reach home system for decades, centuries.
Did you miss the part where I said time traveller? You thought you could adapt the engines to absorb the power to get home. What do you know, Vi Kruger? Were you working with that pile of bones over there?
No.
Well, somebody was.
I'm a scientist. I came here because I thought I could achieve something momentous. Something that would get me remembered.
You may well be remembered, but for all the wrong reasons.
What can we do, Doctor? Can't we all just get in the tardy box and leave?
No, I can't let this creature gain a foothold here. If those infinite warriors have already decided you're not worth converting, you're safest staying there, both of you. I've an idea.
Doctor, I heard what you said. You think this time traveller was working with someone on board. But the captain, Kel Kruger, we were all committed. IIMC said there was no coming back.
Whoever it is may not even know. It could be subliminal, a plant, something in the memory stick. Look, can we worry about this later? They may be monitoring the intercom. I'll get back to you when I've done this.
You do what you have to do. We'll be here with the tardy box.
Molly, Liv, look after one another.
You see, he's not who you thought he was.
Maybe not. I don't know. Oh, I don't have time to think about it now.
Liv, look at me.
What is it? What's wrong? Am I changing, like one of those things?
No. No, it's all right. I thought for a moment that... But no, it's all right.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I thought for a moment back there that your eyes were dark like mine.
But they're not.
No. No, I must have been mistaken.
Have your eyes always been that dark?
Oh, yes, I suppose so, but... Well, it's a bit of a long story.
Doctor, this idea of yours...
They're on the move again, along the ducts, heading this way. Now, emergency venting.
You mean...
What's the procedure if the engines go critical?
They can be opened up to outside space so that...
Do it!
But we'll lose the engines. The plasma regenerators won't...
I said do it! I've got a ship. I can take you home once I've worked out how to send that wave front back to wherever it came from.
But if we lose power, life support
Then
fails.
I'll have to work it out quickly. All the while we don't vent the engines, more and more of that eminence energy keeps coming on board. Do you really want to debate this?
Too late, Doctor.
Move away from the controls. It is useless to resist.
They're here, and the captain still has his gun.
It's never too late. Hang on to something. I'll be pressurizing this section.
You will come to know the will of the eminence! All things will come to know the will of the eminence! You will not be rid of me!
Oh, it really was too late, Doctor.
I don't know, one down, one to go, and that fracking beam has stopped.
Now you will do my bidding.
Not today, thank you. Kill me if you like. Only you can't, can you? We've already established the eminence doesn't want me harmed. It recognizes a piece of itself. In fact, what's to stop me coming over there and taking the gun off you right now?
I will not shoot you. I will shoot the scientist.
Doctor.
Don't worry, I'll find another way.
I will also shoot her if she does not assist.
No need for that. Please. I think it's time I pick the winning side. Captain...
I am not Captain Brock.
Your Eminence, it is my honor to assist.
Don't do this, Vi.
Proceed with the plan. Release the full power of the Eminence.
Plan?
The time traveler's device. The extraction tool.
No. Whoever's working with this time jumper, it isn't me. I've no idea what he was doing.
Seems you've both backed the wrong horse. What are you going to do now?
The divine essence must be freed. I commune with the eminence.
What are you doing? Is that where you kept your memory?
Yes, something's wrong. I'm checking the cryo-freeze records. We were frozen for 9 centuries, only...
What is it?
Only I wasn't. Oh, no.
Liv? What's the matter?
It's not possible.
Liv? Dr. Chinka? What's happened? You wake up! Where's that talkie button? Doctor? Doctor, where are you?
Molly, I'm a little preoccupied. What's wrong?
Preoccupied?
What does the woman have to say?
Oh, it's Liv. She's fainted dead away. She was looking at this screen and... Doctor? She's getting up again. And she looks a little strange.
It's all got a little bit out of hand, hasn't it? Hello there. You've got me. Randall Varand, industrial espionage at reasonable rates. Nice to meet you all.
A spy? Hitching a ride in someone else's consciousness? What could you possibly want here?
I don't know how familiar you are with the time of the 20th Empire. We've an energy crisis on our hands. Luckily, the IIMC received the data logs from this little jaunt, around 3 centuries from now. They detailed an unlimited energy source behind a temporal wavefront, everything nicely calibrated on approach. Thank you, Vi Kruger. Your name is remembered. The discoverer of time's horizon.
You're looters?
Engineers, please. I time-hopped on board a year after launch and fixed a fracking beam onto the primary grid to drill through the wavefront and extract the goodness.
How were you going to get all that energy back?
Relay beacons. Popped a copy of myself onto Miss Chenka's mem stick, and I've been waking this body every 50 years to lay a trail, adapt their communication buoys to carry something much more substantial. Quite a remarkable range on those things. Even with a 60 to 70% loss rate, it's well worth a pop. What's 30% of infinity, after all?
Continue, Randall Varand.
Oh, hello. Who's that?
This is madness, recklessness. You've drilled a hole without a thought as to what you're letting out.
Can't blame me if someone else got their sums wrong.
What are you?
As I said, a copy. The real me is 300 years in the future and 5 billion credits richer.
Oh, no, he's not.
Sorry? Come again?
You're dead, Randall. You didn't make it. But I guess you tried to run your little time hopper too close to a pulsar. The feedback imploded your vector generator. Kaboom. Or rather, fizz.
No. I can't be.
Face it, you're a ghost in someone else's head. And I think you've worn out your welcome. It's time for you...
You smashed our talkie box. We can't speak to upstairs anymore. Why would you do that?
Enough. I won't listen. I can't listen... It's just not possible.
Yes, it is. You heard him, Mr. Randall Varand. You're dead and gone a long, long time ago. Get out of Dr. Chenka. Leave her alone.
No, I... Molly, what's happening to me?
If my dog has fleas, I give him a bath. Liv, Dr. Chenka, if you hear me in there, come back.
Molly, yes, I hear you. Let me back in.
I owe you an apology, Kruger. For thinking you were in league with the time jumper anyway. I'm still holding the whole siding with the eminence thing against you, though.
I want to get out alive. My best option is to assist this creature with whatever it wants.
What it wants is to possess the mind of every sentient being in the universe.
A wise choice, Science Tech Kruger. Then assist. We know now what must be done. The drilling beam device, is it still attached to the engine array?
Yes, but the plasma generator's useless. The engines can't process our own fuel reserves, let alone whatever you're extracting.
We do not need the engines to work. We require only the beam to be re-engaged. It must be activated to release our full potential. The power of the eminence itself will drive this vessel into the rift, and it will escape along your beacons. To humanity's homeworlds. You can do this.
Think about it, Vi. You're betraying your entire species.
Yes, Doctor. But I'll still be alive.
That's it, Liv. Come on, you can do it.
Molly. Molly, am I?
You are Liv Chenka, doctor, future space lady, explorer, and I hope, after all this is over, my friend.
I am Liv Chenka. Listen to me, Randall Varand. You really don't want to be in here. If you're in my mind, then you know what I know. Look at my memories. That's it. See?
Liv? Liv?
See, your vessel fills with the essence of my divine master.
There's a hidden set of commands. This Varand had a subroutine running the drill under the shell programs. Fortunately, you have released the controls, Doctor.
Sometimes I'm just too brilliant for my own good.
We're moving again. Power in the engines, it's creating a motive force.
Driving us straight into the cloud. That's what it is, a vast store of eminent gas, trapped in a wave washing back from the end of time. Guess what the tides brought in? The last sentient being in creation.
Your part in this is complete, Science Tech Kruger.
Wait. No. I can do more. I could be your spokesman, a missionary for the Eminence.
We have our infinite warriors. We need no other voice.
Then I'll take that option. I'll become an infinite warrior. Please, do not kill me.
If you can't beat him, join him. If anything, Vi, that's worse than death. You slept through their war with humanity. Millions upon millions were enslaved, starved, and forced to fight. The Eminence took Kelsos, Dalaphos, many more besides. The 10 systems fell.
Eminence, come forth from me!
Do you know what it means to become an infinite warrior? The gas chokes the life from you. The humanity, your voice becomes death. A burning, searing pain within your very soul. It cracks your skin, melts your bone marrow, and boils your blood. You won't exist any longer.
I can't not be. I have to hold on to my existence.
At any cost? Believe me, that price isn't worth paying. To take the breath of forever.
The breath of forever. We think the name fitting. I come from forever, and I will be here forever. Here, puny mortal, breathe forever.
Now we know what it's doing. I can stop it.
Anything could be happening up on deck. We should go up and help them. Help the doctor.
What with? There were two guns on this ship, and they're both on the bridge. Besides, did those things look like weapons could stop them?
What are we going to do? Sit here?
No, there's something we can do. I can do.
Cryopod 1, disengaging.
You heard. I've been waking up, launching beacons, creating a transmission line along our trail through space. That's how it wants to escape. But if we knock out the first one...
Yeah, that's the part where I really started to get lost.
They're relay beacons, like links in a chain.
When Father Mulcahy died, I remember standing out in the cold with my daddy and watching them light the fire on the hill. Then they lit another one in the next village. They said every town had one all the way to the coast.
You really are from ancient history, aren't you?
Says the 900-year-old woman.
But you're right. One of those beacons gets put out, the next one can't see it. The chain gets broken.
We can do that? How?
Help me. Shift this pod to the airlock. I can use the vents for directional control. It can withstand the pressure from outside, for long enough anyway.
You're going to send it outside into space?
I'm going to fly it. Use jets of hyperfreon to steer, then, when I'm near enough...
What's that?
A laser cauterizer to ignite the freezer fluid. It's extremely flammable.
But you'll explode!
That's the idea. Right alongside the nearest beacon.
But that's suicide! Liv, your mission, one way. You knew you weren't coming back. Everyone had reasons. What was yours? You showed something to that man in your head.
I'm dying, Molly. I ran from the Dalek occupation. Call it cowardice.
No, it wasn't.
Call it self-preservation, whatever you like. Ironic, really, because that's what killed me.
What do you mean? She looked perfectly healthy to me.
8 months riding the belly of a theta ray isotope carrier. My metabolism was compromised. Cellular collapse at any time. I just kept running all the way to the frontier colonies. The research institutes on the edge of the human empire.
But if you're sick, how come nobody noticed? Didn't they give you a medical examination or something before?
I'm the medic. I faked my records. Fit for duty. So long as that duty takes me as far from anyone else as possible.
Liv.
Right, hit that button to close the airlock, and I'll do the rest.
But Liv.
Wish me luck, because if the doctor's right about the eminence, everyone's doomed if I fail. Goodbye, Molly. It was good to meet you.
Goodbye, and good luck.
Come on then, if this is the only way I'll survive.
There is no place for the eminence in you.
What?
This mortal body rejects us.
Now, I haven't seen that before. Wait a minute, Kruger, your eyes.
What? What about them?
They went dark, just for a moment.
She cannot join us. She could be eliminated. Kill her. The will of the eminence be done.
No, you can't. I won't let you.
Only you had that blaster up your sleeve. The warrior's released its eminent energy. It's weakened.
Two guns on board. Now I've got his too.
My servant, do my bidding.
It's weak, but you can't kill it. It's already dead.
Get back to those controls, Doctor. Don't you know a distraction when you see one?
Actually, you're preventing gas absorption, keeping him at half power. Now, if I can throw it into reverse, let's send you back, Eminence. Oh no, I can't do it from here.
What?
Die, heretic. Die, infidel.
I need to do it manually, with this. I'll have to adjust the fracking drill beam directly in the engine array downstairs.
There's no air in there.
Then I'll do it quickly.
Do my bidding.
Come on, Mike. It's weakened. We can both get away.
No good, Doctor.
Die.
It's no good. I have to keep firing to stop it. Go. Just go.
Stay back.
No, bye. No!
Do not betray us, Ancient One.
Betray you, it'd be a pleasure.
You are us, yet not us.
No, I have a fragmented, suppressed part of you in me. That's not the same thing.
There is nowhere to run. What are you doing?
This ship was meant to fly a long, long way. Look at the energy gauge. Still a few million light years of power in the reserve tank, I'd say.
Your actions are futile.
Oh, really? Ask yourself this. What'll happen if I reverse the drill beam and fire that massive amount of power back into time's horizon, along with all your energy that's amassed here?
Ancient One, your destiny lies with us. I can taste it.
Too tricky for you to work out, eh? All right, then I'll tell you. It would be enough to tip you over the edge. Critical mass. And you know what gas does under pressure? Condense.
Do not send us back.
Too late, Eminence.
No, the Eminence will not be denied.
Back you go. Back through time's horizon. Back to wherever you came from.
Beacon in range. This is close enough. Detonation in 10, 9, 8. What the?
Get her out, Doctor.
Medtech Chenka? No need to blow yourself up after all.
What is this place?
The inside of my TARDIS. There's the scanner. See the view.
The cloud. Time's horizon. It's gone.
An excess of energy converted back into mass. It couldn't sustain. Wherever it came from, the tide went back out.
That's what should be out there. Blackness. Endless velvet. And your ship. No power. No other survivors, I'm afraid.
Your little Orpheus drifting on forever to the end of the universe.
You saved my life.
Yes.
Thanks.
You're welcome. One question. IIMC.
IDES Institute Mission Control. Why?
Doctor, the IDES. That was in London.
London? On Earth?
Yes. The 1970s. Where better to begin than at the beginning?
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
Molly, show Liv where she can get something to eat. 900 years, you need a good breakfast. Off you go. And by the way, welcome aboard, Liv.
Thanks. Doctor. Thanks.
Liv, what is it?
Wait a minute.
This business about the Daleks.
I was there on Nixxis 7. I witnessed you.
No.
You can't deny
it. I don't, but whatever you saw, whatever you witnessed, that's my future. I can't know about it. You mustn't tell me.
Your future?
Yes. I travel in time.
You... But then if I tell you, then maybe...
Liv, please.
What am I supposed to do then?
Think it over. Will you at least do that? Think it over and have breakfast. Get some rest.
Are you okay?
Did you tell him about my condition?
It's not my place to do that.
Thanks. I don't know if it makes any sense to come with you, with him.
Why not?
I can't just forget what I saw him do. It may have been in his future, but it was still him.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Of course I'm sure.
Then maybe, just maybe, if the doctor did what you say he did...
Yes.
There's something you didn't know.
Like what?
Like something in the future that none of us knows yet.
Maybe. Maybe. But there's one thing about the future I'm certain of. I'm dying, Molly. I don't know how long I've got.
Then you're just like the rest of us, Liv. None of us knows, do we?
It's all right. I've got you.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I don't know what happened.
Well, you nearly got run over.
Yes. And you saved me, didn't you?
Well, yes, I suppose I rather think I did. Yes.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry. I must have been miles away.
Yes, you did look a little like your mind was on other things.
Yes. Well, thanks. Thanks again.
Harcourt.
I beg your pardon?
My name, Harcourt.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Harcourt.
No, that's my first name. I'm Harcourt Diaz.
Diaz? Sally Armstrong. Pleased to meet you.
And you, although I wish it were in more pleasant circumstances.
Yes. Look, my head's in a bit of a muddle and I'm still feeling a bit, confused.
Oh, dear. Anything I can do?
Well, would you mind if we went somewhere for a coffee?
Well, what a delightful idea. I know just the place. Come with me, my dear.